This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1443. A low-sugar diet. What's the big deal? By Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. All right, let's keep this intro nice and short. So let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. A low-sugar diet. What's the big deal? By Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. Recipes and nutrition plans centered on sugar-free, low-sugar, or free-from-refined-sugar meals and snacks can be found aplenty on the internet and in modern cookbooks. Why is everyone so obsessed about having a low-sugar diet? Some of the problems with sugar. Many people are now choosing a low-sugar diet because sugar can, 1, lead to accelerated tooth decay, 2, lead to a release of the hormone dopamine, which may cause your brain and body to want more and more sugar, 3, cause insulin spikes and troughs, which over time challenge the body's ability to use insulin effectively, and increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. 4, cause energy peaks and troughs rather than steady energy throughout the day. And 5, lead to excess storage of body fat. Sugar that is required for energy is burned off. After that, the liver and muscles do store some, but anything remaining after is stored as fat. But don't I need sugar? All carbohydrate foods will eventually be broken down into sugar inside the body. This includes foods like fruit, vegetables, grains, and legumes. So if you're eating a balanced diet, your body and brain will be getting plenty of it. A diet rich in real, whole foods can be considered an excellent focus for a low-sugar diet. Real foods contain sugar, but in a more sustaining form, allowing a gradual release of energy throughout the day. High-sugar foods, on the other hand, will make you more likely to experience energy spikes and troughs throughout the day. Can less refined options form part of a low-sugar diet? Cane sugar, whether it be white or raw, and even the highly refined high-fructose corn syrup, or HFCS, may have negative impacts on the body. This is partly because, during the refining process, many nutrients have been removed. This makes the end product a very unnatural thing for the body to deal with. Unrefined natural sugar substitutes include raw honey, fresh dates, and pure maple syrup. These will provide nutrition for the body and will not impact it in the same way that refined sugar will. For example, honey has a lower glycemic index than refined sugar, meaning that it will release sugar into the body more slowly. Unrefined alternatives can still result in insulin spikes and are best consumed alongside other foods that are primarily fat and or protein-based. Beware of any substitute for sugar, whether they are natural sweeteners such as stevia or claiming to be less refined, such as brown rice syrup. Reliance on or craving for any form of sweetener, even unrefined ones, is a signal to your body that there's something missing in your overall nutrition picture. Practical tips to help you with a low-sugar diet. Tip 1. Avoid processed juices and fizzy drinks. Instead, have a couple of servings of fresh fruit, like berries. These foods will provide you with a sweet fix, along with fiber and a lot of nutrients. When craving a sweet drink, add squeezed lemon or herbs such as mint to fresh water to add flavor. Tip 2. Significantly reduce packaged and highly processed foods, which contain hidden sugars. If you must eat something from a packet, check for added sugars. These would be things like high fructose corn syrup. Avoid foods with added sugars like high fructose corn syrup whenever possible. Tip 3. Dressings and sauces are usually high in sugar. If you can, make your own so you know what's going into them. Balsamic vinegar and olive oil can make a simple yet tasty salad dressing. Tip 4. Choose options such as dates, pure maple syrup, not the stuff with sugar added, or honey as a sugar substitute for baking. Also ensure there are protein and fat-based foods in the recipes, such as nuts or seeds. These will lower the glycemic index of the food and slow down the release of sugar into your body. Tip 5. If you're struggling with sugar addiction, find out how to curb your sugar cravings naturally. And 6, check out my blog post about my favorite healthy cookbooks. There are some great options in there that will fit in with your quest for a low sugar diet. You just listened to the post titled, A Low Sugar Diet, What's the Big Deal? By Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Most health organizations agree that added sugars may increase the risk for certain diseases. I should mention, though, it's impossible to avoid all sugar in the diet. That's because, as today's author, Ellie, said, basically all foods we eat get converted to sugar at some point. Many foods contain natural sugars, and those are okay for most of us. Whole grains and fruits, for example, not only contain natural sugars in the form of carbohydrates, but they also contain dietary fiber, vitamins, and minerals. On the other hand, processed foods, like let's say highly processed juices, not only contain added sugars, but no longer contain the good stuff like dietary fiber, vitamins, and minerals. So it's these types of processed foods with these added sugars and the loss of nutrients that may make these types of foods harmful to our health. Most health organizations recommend that as adults, we consume no more than 9 teaspoons of added sugar each day if we identify as male, or 6 teaspoons each day if we identify as female. Now, to put these recommendations in perspective, 1 12-ounce can of regular soda contains about 8 teaspoons of sugar. So just 1 can of regular soda would be enough to put someone that identifies as female over their daily limit and nearly meet the daily limit for someone that identifies as male. Again, that's just 1 regular soda, 1 can. That doesn't include any other foods that were consumed during the day, like breakfast cereals, snacks, and desserts. Now, does this mean that we can never drink a regular soda or ever enjoy our favorite desserts? No, not at all. In no way am I saying that. Instead, it just means that we may want to cut back and think of consuming these less often or in smaller quantities. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.